What is all this pastime is in Madhuvan? So we are now discussing the verse number 48. So what happened before this? Amrish Maharaj, he vowed to follow the Ekadashi for 1 year and do the specific breaking of the fast on the 12th day at a proper time, Paran time. And it was Kartik month and he was supposed to finish his Vrta. And at that time, whoever guest came, he served them. And then he was about to break his, even it was a time for breaking Ekadashi on the next day. At that time, son of Atri and Anusuya, and the incarnation of Shiva. Atri and Anusuya, they have three sons. One is Vishnu, that is Dattatreya. One is Brahmaji's Ansa, that is Soma. And one is from Shiva, that is Durvasa. So these three presiding deities, they appeared as son of Durvasa and Atri and Anusuya. So this Durvasa is actually Param Vaishnava Shambhu, his incarnation. So he arrived there as a Atithi. Atithi means one who does not tell which date he is coming. So it means on his own he arrived there uninvited, Prabhupada, right? He just came there. And Amrish Maharaj gave him all respect and then he begged him to please take prasad. He said, yes, but first I have to go to Yamuna, take bath and do my, say, sandhya, whatever, and then I will come back. So he did not come in a time which was supposed to break the Ekadashi. But Maharaj Amrish was like, now, say, full year I have observed the woe of Ekadashi, now I have to break, the time is going, Muhurat is going. He asked the Pandit, what can I do? I cannot eat before the guest, and the exalted guest, and the word used in Bhagavatam is Bhagavan. For this Durvasa, Bhagavan. Very powerful. Prabhupada, right? Bhagavan means powerful. So this he arrived there, how can I eat before him? But how, if I don't break the Ekadashi, then the Vrta will be, the whole bow is going to break. So he asked the priest, Pandit, say, can I drink a water to break the Ekadashi and then I wait for the guest? He says, why am I drinking water, is not eating food. And also you can break the Ekadashi. So he did this after 3 days fasting. Durvasa came. And by his mystic power he said, what type of host you are? Before feeding the guest, you have already eaten something. And then he became angry and he took some hairs from his head and he created a Kritya, they call Kritya. Kritya is a demon, a sort of very fearful creature, and he asked him to punish the Amrish Maharaj. So Kritya was coming to the Amrish Maharaj. At that moment, this verse is right here, Sukhdev Goswami is speaking this verse. So let us, now Kritya is coming towards Amrish Maharaj, created by Durvasa Rishi to punish him. And Durvasa is just standing there. Amrish Maharaj is with folded hand standing in front of Durvasa. And this Kritya is coming to punish him. And then this is the verse. Pragadishtam bhritya rakshayam purushena mahatmana dadaha krityam tam chakram krodha ahim eva pavakah. Pragadishtam, as previously arranged. So pragdishtam means previously arranged, means this is the promise of Supreme Lord, or the woe of the Supreme Lord. What is the woe of the Supreme Lord? Vritya rakshayam. Vritya means servant, rakshayam means to protect. This is my woe, that I will protect my devotee. Where is this woe? Bhagavad Gita. Prati kaunti jane name bhakta pranashyati. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. And what is the example? That I always protect my surrender soul servant, Prahlad Maharaj. Always protected. That's a vritya. The word used there is vritya. Satyam vidhatum nij vritya bhashitum. Vritya, the word is there, vritya. So this is the arrangement of Supreme Lord, that he always protect his surrendered servant, surrendered soul, his own devotee. Okay? So the next line says, who has this promise? Purushena. Purushena is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahatmana. Super soul. Maha means great and Atma means soul. By super soul. What did he do? Because the created demon by Durvasa Kritya is coming to punish Ambarish Maharaj. So this is a promise of Supreme Lord. What did he do? Dadaha. Dadaha. Daha means to burn to ashes. He burned to ashes. Who? By the arrangements of Supreme Lord, the demon was burned to ashes. By whom? Chakram tam chakram. This Kritya was burned by the disc of Supreme Lord, Sudarshan Chakra. So this chakra and gada Supreme Lord always carried to protect his devotees. Then there's an example how he burned. How that was burned? Krodha. Krodha means angry. Krodha. Krodha. Angry. Ahim. Snake. Serpent. Angry serpent. A serpent may be angry. He want to, you know, very angry, but if there is a forest fire, eva means just like, eva, just like, pavakaha, pavakaha is fire. The serpent may be angry, but there is a forest fire, then he is burned to the ashes. So similarly, that demon was burned to the ashes by the previous arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Is okay? So this verse is, when demon was burnt, what was the reaction on the Ambarish Maharaj? Srila Prabhupada is writing in purport that. So translation, please repeat after me. As fire in the forest, immediately burnt to ashes, an angry snake. So, by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately burned to ashes, the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. Is very clear? Previous order of the Supreme Personality of God. Srila Prabhupada is previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna gave this order to Arjuna. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes because I protect. In this chapter, there is a verse by the Supreme Lord that is actually the wealth of the devotees, Vaishnavas. He told to the Ambarish Maharaj, I always reside in the heart of the devotees, and devotee always reside in my heart. So this is the firm faith of the Vaishnava. So this is the glory of this chapter. This verse is the gem for the Vaishnava to always meditate upon. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport. As pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarish, although in such danger, did not move an inch from his position. It means he was fearless. And who is fearless? Narayan Prayana, those who are surrendered to the Supreme Lord, where is the fear for them? Bhajaure Manasari Nanda Nandan Abhay Charanara Vindare. You take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then you are always fearless. So fearless is only boon given by the Supreme Lord to the devotees, that they are fearless. Because he has no fear, so he did not move an inch. Number two is most important than this. Srila Prabhupada writes, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. He did not request the Supreme Lord to give protection. What this means? He was completely dependent upon the Supreme Lord. But the Lord don't know. He's in the Paramatma. He said Mahatmana. He's a Paramatma. He's in the heart. He don't know what is our problem. If he knows our problem, then what we should, why should cry and say that please do this? It means we have no faith. So he's a firm faith that what is good for me, Lord will do. So similarly, Pandavas, when the five Brahmastras were coming to kill them, Krishna was right there. Uttara was in danger. The sixth Brahmastra was going to burn the embryo of Uttara. Uttara came to pray Krishna that I don't want to protect myself. I am ready to die. I would have been already with my husband Sati, but because your devotee Ansa, means the descendant of your devotee, is in my womb and I want the protection of your devotee. But Pandava did not request Krishna for protection. But Krishna, out of his own love, he has his Sudarshan Chakra on one side to calm down the five Brahmastra. And on the other side, he entered into the womb of Uttara, and with his club, he protected the embryo. Here Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna is not interested to be called a moral. He is ready to break all the moral rule to protect his devotee. And what is this moral? Krishna promised that I will never take the weapon in the war. But he has taken actually his Sudarshan Chakra here now. When he was going towards Bhishma, it was not Sudarshan Chakra. It was Rathang Pani. Krishna's name is Rathang Pani Ratha Ang. Ratha means chariot, Ang means wheel. So he has a wheel of the chariot, not actually weapon. That is one, not the Pram is actually broken. Pram is broken now when he has used his Sudarshan Chakra to protect the Pandava. Mundane morality, Krishna is not interested. Because he is interested into the ultimate good of a devotee. How the devotee is protected. So Ambarish Maharaj did not request. This fulfilled the definition of bhakti, anya bilashe. He don't have any ablisha that says I should live as a king here. If Krishna want me to live as a king, I am ready to live. He don't want me, then I don't want to be. This was Pandavas. As soon as Arjun told that Krishna has already departed to his abode, as soon as Krishna departed, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, this is my crown, I don't want to rule this planet, because I was only ruling because Krishna wanted me to rule. And Bhima said, oh, don't ask me to rule, I don't want to rule anymore. And same thing Nakul and Sahadev said, we will follow you. At that time this young Parikshit was crowned as a emperor. So this is the type of the Ambarish Maharaj, that he has no attachment to anything. He was fully dependent. Prabhupada is writing why these two things, but he's fearless and he did not request to the Supreme Lord. Why? Srila Prabhupada is writing, he was fixed in understanding. Which understanding? He was fixed in understanding. Kama. So he was fixed in understanding. What understanding? Prabhupada did not write really. And what he says? And it was certain that he was simply thinking of Supreme Personality of Godhead in core of his heart. He was thinking of thinking, what is the function of thinking is? Which part of the, I'm just giving subtle body has a function of thinking? Mind. So his mind was fully absorbed, and that type of bhakti in which mind is fully absorbed in Supreme Lord is called Samaran Atmik Bhakti. This is the highest bhakti. Samaran Atmik Bhakti. Thinking means Samaran Atmik. Just below this is Manan Atmik, which is the contemplating consciously to fix mind on Krishna. That's number two. And number three is Abhyas, means sadhan. So he was in a highest Sumranatmik. Sumranatmik bhakti is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever he sees, he remembers Krishna. Like Prabhupada once asked, there's a war between Pakistan and India, if the bomb is coming, he said, I think Krishna is coming in the form of bomb. So this is what Prabhupada said. This is Kritya is coming, Krishna is coming. So he only sees Krishna, that is the Samran. Samran Atma means you always remember whatever is coming, you only think of Krishna, nothing else. If it is coming, it must be sanctioned by Krishna. So if it is sanctioned by Krishna, why should I worry? If he don't sanction, then something will come to... No blade of the grass can move without the sanction of Krishna. So this is the understanding of Ambarish Maharaj. What was his understanding? He was completely absorbed in thinking of Krishna. Thinking of Krishna is called Sumran. And Sumran, this what we are chanting is called actually Sumran. And technically Sanskrit, the japa bead, its name in Sanskrit is Sumrani. Sumrani means something on which we remember. We think of Supreme Lord. Therefore, what Srila Prabhupada said, when we are chanting, we hear that sound. It means we think of, hear those words. So Ambarish Maharaj was completely absorbed in Sumran. Within the heart, the words Prabhupada said, within the heart, is called Chitta. Chitta. Heart is called generally Chitta. So, he was not disturbed, he was fearless, and he did not request even to the Lord, because he has an understanding. And what was his understanding? That I have to simply be Krishna conscious. This is my business. The other business is Krishna's business. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, that you become fixed in your devotional service. Rest all will automatically be taken care of. You just be fixed in your devotional service, rest all will be automatically taken care. So once Kurukul devotees with Kuruvarupa Prabhu, they were going to the Himalayas. They were in Dehradun. They were thinking, what can we do? Where we eat? You know, we know only we have to chant Hare Krishna in the city because this is the order. So they started chanting in a town, Hare Krishna, and so many people came, we are your life member, you come and have a prasad in our home, you come and stay in our home. So immediately every arrangement was automatically made as soon as they started chanting Hare Krishna. In the early days, Giriraj Maharaj writes, we were in Boston temple, only few devotees, they were working outside and they were getting some salary, and that was the way to maintain the temple. Then one very simple devotee, he said, Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna and everything will be automatically taken care. Why couldn't we try this? So they went and stood and started chanting Hare Krishna. And when they started chanting Hare Krishna, by the end they got some $10-$12. Next day they went, they got the double dollars. They said, yeah, Prabhupada said, right, you chant Hare Krishna, everything will be taken care automatically. So, like you take a proper ticket and sit in the aeroplane, you have not to worry whether it is fuel is full, whether the pilot is qualified, Well, how the other things are taken care, it is not your business. You simply get the proper ticket. So you simply send Hare Krishna, rest all will be taken care by Krishna. It's Krishna's arrangement. That is what Ambarish Maharaj was fixed in understanding. His understanding was, I have to remember Krishna. There's no other, I have no other business. This is my understanding. Rest all will be taken care by Krishna. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, he was fixed in understanding that it was certain that he was simply thinking of Supreme Personality of Godhead and core of his heart. A devotee is not fearful of his death. What was in front of Ambarish Maharaj was death. Kritya was coming. This demon was coming to punish. So devotee is not fearful of death. It's very easy to say, but very difficult to realize. Very easy to read, but it takes time to realize. Devotee is not fearful of death. For, why? Because he meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead always. Not for any material profit, but as his duty. Once in an aeroplane, one devotee was chanting, and he was chanting Hare Krishna, and there was, weather was bad, and it was jolting in the aeroplane, everybody was fearful, saying, what will happen? He said, don't worry, nothing will happen. He said, why? He said, I am chanting Hare Krishna. There will be no crash of the plane. Somebody said, how come that you are chanting plane will not crash? He said, if plane crash now, then Krishna has to take me back to Godhead, and I am not fit for that, so plane will not crash. So it's not going to happen, don't worry. Because if you are chanting, then you have to go to the back to Godhead. So I am not fit for that. So point is, what Srila Prabhupada writes, devotee has no fear of death. Basically, why he has no fear of death? Because death is meeting with Krishna. He knows that Krishna, personally, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham samudharta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nicharat parat mayaveshita chetasam. Mayaveshita chetasam means sumranatmik bhakti. Those who are always remembering of me, I deliver them safely. Now in Bhagavad Gita clearly, for jnani it says, for those who are following the path of knowledge, bahunam janmanamate jnanvan mam prapadyante, many lifetimes. For yogi, aneka janam sansiddhim, for many lifetimes he has to perfect. But for devotee, bhavami nicharat parat, immediately I will deliver. So, very clear from Bhagavad Gita, devotional is the path in which devotee has not to worry for anything, Krishna will arrange everything. He has only simply to fix his mind on Krishna by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay? He is not chanting for any profit, Prabhupada, but not chanting for any profit. But as a duty. As a duty. What is the meaning of as duty? Because this is his only business. Because we do duty as a business. So what is the business of devotee? Always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is his duty. So if we don't do our duty, then we are disobedient. So this is our duty, not for any profit. But he's not a loser. In Bhagavad Gita, one purport, Srila Prabhupada has written a wonderful purport in 1858. He says, one who always think of Krishna, Krishna become intimate friend. And then Prabhupada says, and Krishna look after the comfort of his devotee, not needs, comfort of his devotees. And then Srila Prabhupada says, he gives himself to his devotee. He gives himself to his devotee. One who is 24 hour engaged in the service of Krishna. So this was Prabhupada's personal realization. This is his personal realization that how Krishna is taking care of all comfort, how Krishna has personally arranged everything to manifest from nothing. Here in Vrindavan, Prabhupada was giving class. I started this movement with 40 rupees, and after 10 years we have 40 millions worth of property all over the world in Krishna consciousness. Can any businessman do like that? Right here Prabhupada was saying. So it means everything is, but then he said, money is byproduct of preaching. You preach, everything will be arranged by Lord. So preaching is our also duty. Not only chanting is our duty, but preaching is our duty. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord, however, knows how to protect his devotee. Devotee may not ask, but Lord knows. The Lord, however, knows how to protect his devotee. How to protect his devotee. As indicated by word prak dishtam, the Lord knew everything. How Lord knew everything? Mahatmana, because he is superflowing in everybody's heart. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, like near the flower, if that flower is right up there, then you can smell the flower. So Krishna in the heart smell what is our desire inside. So because he is Paramatma, he is a super soul in our heart, so he knows everything of every individual. But he only reciprocates with devotees. For others, he is simply witness. He is there. Generally, he is Upadreshta, Anumanta. He is only watching from above. He is a sakshi, he is a witness. But for devotees, he immediately reciprocates. Only devotees he reciprocates. But for others, he is a witness. This is the difference between the two. He immediately reciprocates when he sees what his devotee's desire or what is the difficulty of a devotee. He immediately, he knew everything. Therefore, before anything happened, he had already arranged for his chakra to protect Maharaj Ambarish. So Krishna arranged his chakra to protect his devotee Ambarish Maharaj. This protection is offered to the devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Prabhupada is writing, Ambarish was protected all night, but from the beginning of a devotional service, this protection is offered by Supreme Lord. From the beginning, it means in the sadhana stage. When we are in a sadhana, still the protection is provided. What Krishna protect actually? He protect our devotional service, not the material body. He protect our devotional service. There is protection right from the beginning, because whatever progress we do, that is permanent. There is this protection. This protection offered to the devotee from the very beginning of his devotional service. Now Srila Prabhupada is quoting, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. This is his order. Kaunteya pratijan namah. This is 9:31. Arjuna at that time looked towards Krishna and said, why don't you declare? Why you ask me to declare? And then Krishna smilingly said, I only fulfill the desire of a devotee. If you promise, then whatever happens, I will fulfill your promise. If I promise, sometime I may break my promise. If my devotee has some promise, then I may break my promise. Right in this war, you will see, for Bhisham Pitamah's promise, I will break my promise. So people may not have a faith in my promise. So, but the devotee promise, then this verse again I am repeating about Prahlad Maharaj. Satyam vidhatum nijbhirtya bhashitum. Satyam means truth. Vidhatum, whatever he has said. Nijbhirtya bhashitum. Whatever my devotees say, I will do it perfectly. Prahlad said, yes, my Lord is in this pillar. So the Supreme Lord appeared from that pillar. It was not in the pillar as we do in drama. We make somebody nursing a dev and behind the pillar and he appeared. It was not like that. Because when Hiranyakashipu says, where is your Lord? The Lord was so anxious. Lord was focusing his vision on the finger of Hiranyakashipu. Wherever you put his finger, I have to appear there. He says, is your Lord in this pillar? Prahlad says, yes, he's everywhere. Why is he not in a pillar? And then Lord appeared from there. So whatever Prahlad said, Supreme Lord made those words true. Satyam, this demigod says, you fulfill your words. You said you appear, you are appearing. So this is the promise of Supreme. Devotee's promise, Supreme Lord always fulfill. His own promise he may fulfill, may not fulfill. But devotee's promise he always fulfill. If one simply began devotional service, he is immediately protected by Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami ma sucha. There is a wonderful purport to this verse in one of the purports. Srila Prabhupada said, one should not worry about the previous life's sinful things. Now I start devotional service today. What I have done up till the 50, 60 years, I should not worry. All sinful activities, maybe I have done. But he says, I will take care of all sinful activities, so why the devotee should worry? So, before becoming devotees, if there are sinful activities, one should not worry about that. Because as soon as we surrender, Krishna take care of all sinful activities. This is what aham tvam sarva papebhyo. I deliver you, mokshyami. I will deliver you from all sinful activities which you may have committed in many lifetimes and in this lifetime. As soon as you surrender, everything will be burned to ashes. But the surrender itself is, word is very simple, but it's very difficult to realize that what surrender soul means. Protection began immediately. The Lord is so kind and merciful that he gives the devotee proper guidance and all protection. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord is so kind, merciful, and merciful. He is kind and merciful. Kind is dayalu. He's very kind. He don't see, he only see good in somebody. He don't see bad thing. Putana came to Krishna with the poison. Krishna did not see poison, only see she's offering me the breast. And Krishna gave her the dhatri gati, the position of the mother. He did not see the poison, he see the good action only in that, not the bad action. So Krishna is guna grahi. You only see the good things. Bad things, yeah, they are naturally doing all sense time. If they are doing something good, that's what Srila Prabhupada was looking when he was preaching in America. He was not looking in the bad things, what those all students coming to him. Whether they were not coming from the Goswami families or the Brahman families or Pandits or the Vedantists, no. Whatever they were doing, Prabhupada was not concerned with that. Only they have a little desire that they wanted to chant Hare Krishna to do service. That only good thing Prabhupada has picked up, and he fanned that good thing so much so that all the bad things burnt. So he did not say that, you know, nobody, all they were at the, we know all they were at that time, hippie and drugs, girls, boys together, half cloth, no problem. But as long as you want to chant Hare Krishna, you are welcome. So this is, he did not see bad thing. If he would have been critical like that, he is not fit, then there would not have been any devotee. So what Krishna has said. This is the meaning of kindness and mercy. And the second word is compassion. Because this is natural for the living conditioned soul to be like this. But if he has a little desire looking for happiness, then only Krishna can provide. So if he is willing to chant Hare Krishna, he is willing to do some service, then all other bad things will disappear very soon, because Krishna immediately clean those. That is what the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, as soon as we start practicing devotion, first thing is klesha ghani. All the sufferings will go immediately, kleshas are gone. And how kleshas are gone? Well, from where the where suffering comes? Sinful activities. From where sinful activities come? Desires to enjoy. And how the desires to enjoy are coming from where? Ignorance, avidya. So the root cause of suffering is avidya or ignorance. So this is a parampara of the avidya. If there is a ignorance, then there are material desires, then therefore sinful activities, and therefore result of the suffering. So because as soon as we practice devotional service, avidya is destroyed. Devotional service destroyed the avidya. Avidya means ignorance, which is jnanena avritam ajnanam tena mohyanti jantava. People have become animal because their knowledge is covered by ignorance. So as soon as Krishna, from where he gives knowledge, as soon as somebody try to become devotee, Krishna from within gives knowledge. Tesham evanu kampartam aham ajnanjatam nasyami atma bhavisto jnana deepena bhasvata. From within the heart with the torch light of knowledge, I destroyed all the ignorance of that person. Maybe for many lifetime he has ignorance, he may not be able to destroy himself. No problem, I will do that. That's what Krishna's promise. Now Srila Prabhupada writes, the Lord is so kind and merciful that he gives the devotee proper guidance, which means knowledge. What guidance? From inside, Krishna gave knowledge. How to do things properly. He gives buddhi yogam. Discriminative intelligence, what is right and what is wrong. This is guidance. As a super soul, he guides from inside. And all protection, and he personally protects his devotee. And thus the devotee very peacefully makes solid progress in Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna gives guidance and protection, therefore devotee is not worried about anything and he can make solid progress in Krishna, peacefully, solid progress. Peacefully, because he is not agitated. Solid progress means his definite progress in Krishna consciousness without outward disturbances. Outward disturbances always are there, but he is not disturbed by that. Now Srila Prabhupada is speaking, a serpent may be very angry and ready to bite, but the furious snake is helpless when faced by a blazing fire in the forest. He cannot do anything. Although an enemy of a devotee may be very strong, he is compared to an angry serpent before the fire of devotional service. So devotional service is like a fire and the enemy is like an angry snake. So he cannot do any harm to the devotee. So here ends the purport by Srila Prabhupada to this verse. What we should take today from this purport at home is, we should simply be fixed in a devotional service. Everything else will be taken care by the merciful and kind Lord. He will give guidance from inside and protection from outside. And peacefully we should make progress, solid progress in Krishna consciousness. That should be our today something to carry with us after this class. Any question or comment, advice? Yes, Panchagora Prabhuji.
So you mentioned if we surrender to Krishna, then all our problems are solved. So maybe I have faith in Krishna to surrender to him, but why should I surrender to my temple commander, or why should I surrender to this authority or that authority? So how can we function within a society that has obviously rules and regulations, And how is it considered surrender? Maybe the super soul in my heart told me something different than what this guy's telling me.
I think yesterday Prabhupada said in morning, Prabhupada's words, if somebody says only Krishna is my spiritual master and I surrendered to him, then tomorrow he thinks I can become Krishna, it is Mayavad. That's what Prabhupada said. I said, Krishna is my guru only. I surrender to Krishna. If he say like that, it means tomorrow I become Krishna. So this is wrong, Prabhupada said. Surrender to Krishna is surrender through his representative. But basically, surrender to the principle of Krishna consciousness. That is, if you chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna will advise from inside to surrender to the temple president, to the temple commander, to everything. If we chant properly, then all other things will be taken care. This is a principle. You know, surrender in a principle to Krishna means follow the rules and regulation. Then Krishna from inside will guide that your progress depends upon following the instruction of the authority. That is the way you can do service that can please me. So Krishna then will tell only if we follow the first principle, chanting and following rules. That is the first principle. If we are fixed in that surrender, then Krishna will guide from inside and help us to follow the authority. If we don't surrender, then if we don't chant, then there is no surrender to anybody. Then we are of our. So basically, in a couple places Prabhupada said, surrendering to Krishna means surrendering to the spiritual master's order. And Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's organization of Krishna consciousness, initiating a spiritual master, gives the rules and regulations which are laid down by Srila Prabhupada. But then he hand over the devotee to the temple for service, and the temple president is actually his day-to-day authority to engage in service. This is the structure of ISKCON. So the devotee has to follow the chanting Hare Krishna and following rules of his initiating spiritual master and the service given by the temple president. Both has to be done. This is what actually it means. This is what it means actually. Hare Krishna. Kar Bhajan is one of the Nav Yogendra, the last one. This is the Kar Bhajan Das. No, now our temple is watching through the CC camera what we are doing. So Krishna has this sun and moon as a CC camera since time immemorial. These are his CC camera. Whatever we are doing, everything is recorded in his computer. And what we may think he's not knowing, but he's knowing. But he is so dhir that he don't interfere. He just watch. He don't interfere like father. We know what nonsense son is doing. But we don't disturb him as long as he is within some parameter. Father knows what he is doing. So Krishna is a loving father. He knows what nonsense we are doing. But he only warns us when we are going beyond certain limit. Then he can help us. So he knows. He knows, but he don't interfere. He only reciprocate if we are surrendered. Otherwise witness only. So this is his, he is reciprocal. He's reciprocal, he's not partial. He's not partial, he's reciprocal.
So he's giving instruction to his heart.
He may give from heart, he may give from anybody outside also. He may give from anybody, he can give instruction. If we are sensitive to receive that instruction, then he can give from anybody. But from inside he can also give. He can give, but if are we ready to listen, then only he give. If we are not able to listen, he don't want to waste his time and energy. If we are ready to listen, then he can give.
Still he gives instruction regarding follow our heart.
Still he gives instruction?
Still he gives us instruction, don't do this.
He has given all these instructions in his scripture. His instructions are in the scripture. Don't do this, don't do this. So he helps us by three ways. Spiritual master, sadhu and shastra. These are his instructions. Personal instruction only reciprocal, depending upon our surrender. Otherwise his instructions are for everybody, because he is for everybody. It's not personal for anybody. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Dai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.